Well, a Norwegian doctor in Gaza has accused Israel of using cancer-inducing bombs against Palestinian civilians.
We also see, like we did in 2009, victims of these so-called dime bombs, the dense inert metal explosives. These are small, lightweight bombs dropped from the drones. They are highly accurate, and they explode on the ground, and the patient is hit by kind of a metal vapor that, in a way, tear away their lower body. Very few of these patients survive, and if they survive, only half the man is left, actually.
Dense inert metal explosive, known as DIME, is an explosive device developed to minimize collateral damage in warfare. It has a relatively small but effective blast radius and is believed to have strong biological effects on those who are hit by the bomb's micro-shrapnel. Dr. Fosse also told Press TV that the majority of patients hospitalized in Gaza are civilians injured in attacks on their homes, and about 30% of them are children. Let's cross back over to Gaza, joined by Press TV's correspondent Hala Astafadi. Hala, thanks for being back with us. What's the latest that you have on the situation there?
Well, the latest is that the Israeli airstrikes continue to take place, targeting civilians. We're standing right now in the orthopedic department at Al-Shifa Hospital, the main city in Gaza, the main hospital in Gaza City. And right now I'm standing beside an 11-year boy, Hussam, who was injured in an airstrike targeting East Gaza, Shija'iya area in East Gaza. Hussam has just gotten out of the operation room 15 minutes ago, and he would like to talk to us as well. Hussam,
كنت بأجري صار قصف عنا في الحارة وقعت عايدي ما قدرت أقف أبي جابني هنا المستشفى وحكول بدك عملية.
So Hussam was only running in his neighborhood when an airstrike took place, and then he fell on the ground and couldn't move anymore. His dad brought him to Al-Shifa Hospital, and he was told that he needs an operation. حسام انت شو بتحكي للعالم؟
اقول لهم انه لازم
شو بدك تحكي لهم مع اللي صار معك؟ شو نفسك العالم يعمل؟
يقتل اليهود ولو من اراضي الفلسطينيين.
So I asked Hussam, what would you say to the entire world? And he asked that for revenge and killing the people who are responsible for his injury and to get the Israelis out of the occupied lands. As you see, he can barely speak. I don't want to go further in details with him as he is already tired after the operation. On the other bed, we have Muhammad. Muhammad is a 17-year-old boy who was also targeted in an Israeli airstrike hitting his neighborhood. Muhammad, تحكي لنا شو اللي صار معك. I'm asking him to tell us about what has happened to him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله كنت أنا يعني رايح على الجامعة يعني المغربية قبل المغرب 10 دقائق. فصارت في دبة في الشارع طلعوا صواريخ تقريبا من نواحي المنطقة. صارت في دبة في الشارع فطلعت بدي أجري فلقيت أخويا قاعد بيجري بقول له اشرط. فضلت انشرد أنا وياه. عدو صار في البيتاج وفي النزاز القصف في الشداية فتخبيت أنا وياه في القرنة فاللي بشهد من القزيف كان يضرب أنا قزيف دبابة اللي بشهد من القزيفة بيأكل صاروخ زنانة
دبابة كانت تستهدفكم؟
واللي بشهد من القزيف دبابة بضرب عليه صاروخ زنانة فشرط أنا وأخويا هم رموا على شو اسمه في كان جيب صافف رموا على الجيب تقريبا كنا صاروخ زنانة أو كنا مدفعية مش شايف أنا متذاكر فكانت رجلي الشمال طالعة برا ورجلي وجسمي كله مضبوط جوا فلما اجت الهوية فيها بقى حسيتش في انه مصاب انا فقوم بدي اشرط ما قدرتش اقوم يعني
Muhammad says that he was in, also in his neighborhood going to the mosque to pray when an Israeli airstrike targeted a house in their neighborhood. His brothers started calling on him to run away as they saw the warplanes coming. He started running from also the Israeli tanks were also targeting his neighborhood. They started running from the shells coming from the tanks, but then a drone, an Israeli drone, hit the place and he could not feel that he was injured. He fell down on the ground, and he was trying to keep on running, but he couldn't because he had his legs broken. So he was trying to run away, but he couldn't, and he was moved to the hospital. Muhammad, شو بدك تحكي عن اللي قاعد بيصير في الأيام هذه كلها؟ يعني الحمد لله على سلامتك. بس الباقيين اللي بيصير والشعب كله اللي بيتعذب، شو بتحب توجه لهم؟
في يعني ناس مدنيين ملهاش دعوة في الشغلات هذه. فهم بضربوا مش ملاقيين مقاومين بضربوهم فبضربوا على المدنيين وبضربوا على الناس فانا احكي يعني هدول منهم السبب منهم مش دعوه يعني في اللي بيصير كله وهم بضربوا هم منهم مش دعوه يعني اللي في قلب ضارب بنزل عليه صاروخ واللي في قلب الشارع بيلاقي حاله زنانه مستهدفه فيعني هذه الشغلات هذه حرام ومدنيين ما لهم دعوه في الشغلات هذه.
His message to the entire world is that Israel is not only targeting militants as they claim, but they're also targeting civilians. Civilians and their homes, as he says, were killed by rockets, and even people walking in the streets were killed by rockets. So this is unfair. Everyone is being targeted, and especially civilians. Alhamdulillah ala salamatak. Shukran. So this is a little bit of the simplest injuries that got into Al-Shifa Hospital. We could not actually talk to those who are seriously injured because the situation does not really allow them to speak. People, children, as you've seen, 11-year-old and 17-year-old, and this is a crime that Israel is committing until now, and no one is moving to stop them. The international community stands still despite all of the injuries that are taking place in Gaza. Children are dying, children are being injured, and children are suffering as well. If you can see the rooms, each person who is injured, he has his dad or a relative sitting beside him, leaving a family behind them that might also get targeted anytime soon, that their house might be even demolished anytime soon. So you can see members of the families beside each one of those injured, worrying also not only on the child on the bed, but also on an entire family that they left behind to stay with their kids in the Al-Shifa Hospital.
Hala, have you seen, because we're having reports of that the Israelis have been using dime explosives, now that you're at Shifa Hospital, have you have reports there of any of those type energy injuries?
Actually, most of those who were targeted, we're talking about at least 62 people who were targeting using dime bombs. Most of them are critically injured, so they're in the intensive care unit. And others are dead. They were killed at the moment of the shooting. What we have seen here is the type of injuries that it caused. So we're talking about their upper part totally burned, their lower parts full of shrapnels, microscopic shrapnels actually. And even doctors here until the moment, they don't know the exact type of treatment they need to deliver to those patients or those injured. It is really hard to talk to any of those injured because they're critically injured. It's very difficult for them to talk actually. And most of them are in the intensive care unit. But according to the doctors, that those bombs that have been used are internationally banned. They're committing a crime against civilians, and they totally destroy the body and cause burns inside of the bodies themselves.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Press TV's correspondent on the ground there in Gaza, Hala Asafadi. And Hala, of course, will be checking back with you regularly. Stay safe, please.